Chapter 8. Fu stopped running just short of the main gate. Something didn't feel right. He stared through the smoky moonlight. Up, down, forward, back, left, right. Nothing. Feeling like he had no time to waste, Fu took several steps backward, then shot forward. After 6 long strides, he was at top speed. On his 7th, he saw movement out of the corner of his eye. By then, it was too late. Someone dove out from behind one of the gates and smashed headlong into him. Together they tumbled into the grass, and Fu managed to break loose of the fierce grip on his robe only by biting his opponent's arm. Fu sprang to his feet, and his opponent did the same. It was Ying. Ying's carved face grimaced as he slipped his hand up one of his oversized sleeves and rubbed his arm. "Where are you going in such a hurry, pussycat?" he asked. "As far away from you as possible," Fu replied, spitting out the words along with the horrible taste in his mouth. Ying smiled. "Why spend your life running? Join me. I could use someone as feisty and fierce as you." "Never." Ying leaned forward, and his black eyes sparkled. "Come on, Fu, join me, and your rice bowl will always be overflowing. You'll never have to sweep another floor again, or wash somebody else's dirty socks. In my world, warriors are at the top of the food chain, not the bottom. What else are you going to do? Especially now that Grandmaster is gone." Fu glared at Ying. "That's right," Ying said. "Grandmaster is dead. I released his soul just a few moments ago." Fu's eyes narrowed. "You're lying." "Do you honestly think I would be standing here if he were still breathing?" Fu shuddered like a cat thrown in an icy river.